And good afternoon once again. I'm Ben Aberg on your Monday afternoon update program. Jeannie Longstreth joining us on a Double K Country. Thanks so much for taking the time with us here as we get entering into March.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
Yeah, one of the things we want to talk about is the Children's Center here in Nevada. I know the Mouse Race fundraiser coming up, but first of all, can we start a little bit about what the Children's Center does here in Nevada, sure. What services they provide?
Sure. The Children's Center is a forensic examination center, a forensic interviewing center, a forensic therapy center. We provide services to children who have been subjected to allegations of abuse and neglect. We are the hub for investigating all of the allegations and bringing all of the parties together so that a child can have one interview rather than be interviewed by several different people.
Yeah, because like you said, having that hub together here, I know the Children's Center in Nevada, but there are other places, other communities it serves.
Yes, we are actually a satellite center off of the Children's Center of Southwest Missouri. Mm-hmm. Our administrative headquarters is in Joplin. We have a satellite clinic here in Nevada. We have a satellite center in Butler and a satellite center in Monette. And we all function under the administrative umbrella of the Joplin Center.
Anything else you want to talk about in terms of that? I understand you're hiring too.
Yes, we are. We're in between having an advocate at our center. We only have one paid employee for the center here in Nevada. Right now, we're contracting services for therapy, and we contract services for our medical exams. So those are not paid full-time people unless we have those people available through Joplin, and on occasion they come up from Joplin. When they're not available, then we contract services to provide our medical exams and to provide therapy for our kiddos that come to our attention. The advocate's position is to coordinate all of the parties that are involved in an investigation of allegations of abuse and neglect, and to set up the interview with the family and to be an advocate then for that family through the process, whether it be through therapy, through court prosecution, or simply in a family placement situation so that the child is protected.
For sure. So again, you had discussed it takes employees and volunteers, because how many, general cases or et cetera throughout the year?
Throughout the year, well, in 2023, the Children's Center of Southwest Missouri, which incorporates all four centers, saw over 1,000 children and provided services to over 1,000 families that have been brought to our attention for allegations of abuse and neglect.
All right, so if people are looking to potentially apply for that open position, how do they get in contact?
We're listed on Indeed. Okay. The entire job description and I think salary offerings and requirements are also in the ad that is listed on Indeed.
Yeah, so again, check that out, of course, with the Children's Center here in Nevada. Also, as we switch gears here, talking about that fundraiser to raise funds here in March, an annual one. I believe it's the 10th. I know that COVID year knocked one of those out, so I believe it's the 10th most
actually,
race fundraiser.
We got knocked out 2 years
in a row
with COVID.
All right, so continuing that annual event, and you mentioned a little bit about the sponsors. All those sponsorships have been accounted for at this point.
They have. Unfortunately, we're limited on venue here in Vernon County with what we can do. The Elks Lodge very graciously donates their bingo hall for us to use for our event. We have a multitude of sponsors. We could not possibly do this without all of the sponsors that we have. Sponsorships are available for sale, which incorporates a donation in a certain amount to the fundraiser. If you want to have designated seating, that requires a donation for sponsoring a table, and the table itself, we can only reserve seating for a few people, so we're not able to offer as many higher sponsorships as we would like to.
Yeah.
because we want to serve as many, we want to invite as many people as we can to mm-hmm. our event. It is a fun event. I'm not sure if you've been there before, but the mouse races are exactly what they say they are. We contract services with a gentleman who has an entertainment event. He has mice. He has a traveling cage that they are held contained in. He has a roulette wheel, and it is contained as well. The mice are not out running around all over the place. I would not be participating, were they? But they are enclosed in a glass enclosure, and they're actually just like the horse races. We start them off, we release six at a time, and they race across this platform, and whoever gets to the end is the winner. Participants at the mouse races have the opportunity to place wagers through poker chips to bet on which mouse you think is going to win the race. We have a program set up that has all of the sponsors, and each mouse is sponsored by an individual or a business, and they get to name their own mouse. And we also offer sponsorship for the races, so we have different race events. We have 12 different race events that are sponsored, and we have a total of 72 mice that will race across the stage and have the opportunity to advertise for somebody's business or individual. And people really get into it. They really cheer them on, and we have a lot of fun. Should the mouse that the person bets on wins, then they're paid off in raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets, then we have raffle prizes that we offer to the winners of that. As you win through the evening, the raffle tickets go into a drawing. And we draw twice during the evening for our raffle prizes. And you just keep adding your raffle ticket winnings to the drawing.
Yeah, besides the winnings from that as well, are people able to just purchase raffle tickets at that time, or do they have to have their own?
Yes. A part of the sponsorship that a donor receives when they come in is $300 in betting chips, and they can use that $300. It's a $50 minimum bet on a race or on a mouse, and then if they have exhausted that $300 worth of chips, they can certainly go to our cashier and buy more chips to bet through the evening. The more chips they buy, the better our kids get served.
All right. So again, that's coming up on March 8th at the Elks Lodge at 5:30.
We'll open our doors at 5:30 for people to come in. We serve dinner. We will have a dinner, a barbecue dinner, for people who come. Like I said, there's limited seating, so I would suggest that if you don't have a reserved table, and if you have a reserved table, you know you have a reserved table. If you don't know that you have a reserved table, you don't have one. So if you're coming, come early, and plan on staying through the evening, because it's a really fun event. But seating is limited.
All right. So if people want to maybe think about it now and get that reservation, how do they get in contact again?
Exactly. My name is Jeannie Longstreth, and I am a part of an advisory board that serves the community for our center. We are a center that serves four different counties. We serve Vernon, Barton, Cedar, and Dade counties. We have an advisory board that represents the people of those four counties. We're all volunteers, and I'd like to give some kudos to our advisory board at this time. I serve as the chairman of the committee, and am also the representative of our center that serves on the executive board of the Children's Center of Southwest Missouri. Sonia Haller, who's a retired teacher from here in Nevada, serves on our board. She and her husband Brian kind of tag team it and serve together. Susan Barrett, who's retired from banking, also serves on our board. Lever Richmond with Arvest Bank serves on our board. Janet Irwin with Irwin Construction, and Devin Murray, who has just moved back to our community from Oklahoma, is serving on a board. She's a Vernon County girl, and she has been a giving part of our facility since we've been in operation. So we're very happy to have her back in the community. And that's our advisory board. Any of those people can make you a reservation for the mouse races for next year. We are still accepting donations in terms of cash donations or in-kind donations. We have a live auction in which we will auction off certain items that have been donated. We have everything from a load of rock to a hay bale ring to a massage package to offer for you. We have several items for our live auction, and we have a multitude of items that have been donated from our communities for the silent auction as well. And you have the opportunity to bid on all of those.
All right. So anything else you'd like to include either about the Children's Center or about this Mouse Race fundraiser coming up?
We rely solely on the donations from our four counties to keep our center open. We have some state and federal funding, of course, that comes in. Most of that comes in through the Department of Social Services. And as everybody knows, those funds are very limited. They certainly do not help us to meet our budget requirement. We have an obligation as a community to support our center. And I'm very, very proud of the giving opportunities that are available to the people in our community. And I'm very, very proud of the people who take advantage of those opportunities and help to support the kids that come to our attention.
All right. Well, Jeannie, thanks so much for your time once again.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And that was Jeannie Longstreth talking to us on our update program this Monday afternoon on Double K Country about the annual Mouse Race fundraiser for the Nevada Children's Center. For more information from her, you can give a call to 417-448-9294. That's been your update program on your brand of country, Double K Country.